Hi, and welcome to Parapopolis. I'm Iris, and our subject today, signs and symbols. So, welcome. As you guys may or may not be seeing, depending on if you are on the YouTubes or not, there is a whole new setup. And I'm also learning that you cannot do Google Doc while you're doing a recording, while you're doing a captioning. They all just kind of don't work together. So let my experience tell you. totally random note. So fun thing, I had this podcast recorded, or I thought I did, but apparently I forgot to hit the record button. So we're going to try it, because twice is just as nice. Not that you guys needed to know that, but I thought I'd share. So, you may notice a few different things if you have been a follower of the podcast and watching on our YouTube channel. A few different things, new background, subtitles. Hopefully this all makes it to you. Because this is my first time running all of this, and here's hoping. So, if you're listening on the podcast, there is a YouTube channel. There is the basic outline with the pictures and things that will go up on the actual web hub blog thing. You guys who are seeing the closed captioning, if you've ever watched the news live, you will know that it is not always completely 100% accurate. I hope it will get the point across and make this more accessible. I know how annoying it can be. I have a few people with hearing issues in my family and immediate circle of friends, so I want to try to make this as inclusive as possible. And I also know from using this software with my web stream, my live streams, my gaming streams, it's not always completely 100% accurate, so bear with me. If you see something that seems a little odd, just fill in the blank. You're probably in the better direction than what this transcribed if it's that off. That being said, hi, how is everybody? I'm glad to be back with you. Welcome. Welcome to those who are new. Welcome back to those of you who have been patiently waiting for this. So, our subject, signs and symbols. What do you think of signs and symbols? Do you believe? Have you had an experience with them? Do you just think it's a bunch of malarkey? Always curious. Let me know. Of course, you know there's Instagram, there's Twitter, there's a Facebook page, there's the blog where you can comment, you can comment on the YouTube channel. I mean, there's lots of places. Pick your favorite. I'm always interested in hearing from you guys. Guys, gals, alien overlords, cats with thumbs, you know how this works. So, have you gotten any signs? From what you believe, an angel, a guide, a guardian, someone who's passed on, trying to send you a message, let you know everything's okay, or just, randomly, hiya, how you doing? Like unexpected company at your door, knocking when you haven't cleaned your house in a week. Not that we've all had that happen with this virus going around. Let's cut back on the actual physical, unexpected visitors. The not physical visitors, not so much, apparently. So, what are some of the things? There's a lot of different things. Sometimes it's things that go missing and come back again. Sometimes it's repeating numbers. Sometimes it's feathers. Pieces of coin, like pennies or dimes, that seems to be a very big one for a lot of people. Smells, phantom smells. Now, that can be sometimes explained away, you know, if someone was a cigar smoker and it gets into the wood of the house or the furniture or something, you know, yeah, I always try to look for the simple explanation before I go looking for the, well, to me it's still a simple explanation, but the unexpected explanation for a lot of people, the things you can't see. Sometimes, you know, it's also, you know, it's a dog or a cat that reacts weird. They're looking at a corner, they're meowing at something or whatever. Electricity is a very strange one. I've had a radio playing and a TV playing when they were both unplugged. Not at the same time, but I've had it happen. It's very weird. Very, very weird. If you've ever had that happen, it's terrifying. It really is, because you are not expecting it. You're like, okay, it must have hit the button or something, and I'll go turn it off. And when you go to turn it off, there's nothing to turn off because it's not even plugged in. That's a weird one. Also going along with that kind of thing is the song that is significant. So, you know, maybe it's a song that meant something to you both, or meant something to that particular person, or maybe it's just a song that is like, that is exactly speaking to what I need in this moment. It's about, you know, just everything that's going on. Lots of strange things. Little kids notice things too. Wee little kids. Because they're not biased to this being a strange thing. Dreams apparently are huge. That loved ones will come to you because it's the closest to death you will actually be. Until you are actually there. So they can come to you much easier in a dream. And I've had some very, very, very significant dreams since my dad has passed. He came to me in one. And I mean, one of the things he used to like to do was I'll go to the casino. And I see a shadow moving right now over my shoulders. I'm talking about this. So hi, nice of you to drop in. If he shows up on this cast, let me know, because there's only me here. So we would go to the casino. My mom liked to go, and in one dream, he showed up, and we went to the casino. We won big. I mean, that would have been great if it would have happened in real life, but it didn't. But I mean, it was just funny. Like, of all the things. And you can say, you know what, that's just you remembering things in your dreams. And, you know, that's entirely possible. It is just simply something as easily explained as that. I don't always think it is an easy explanation of it's just you, your mind playing tricks on you, your mind wanting you to believe something. I don't think that's always the answer. I think sometimes it is. But, I mean, even if it is, for the most part, it's not going to cause anybody any harm. It's going to give them some hope. It's going to give them something to, you know, brighten their day. Someone's looking out for me. Someone's thinking of me. You know, my dog still loves me. Whatever that is. I mean, obviously there are cases where it turns into something harmful. Like anything. You know. If you overeat, that's bad. If you overdrink even water, that's bad. You know, but for the most part, that's pretty harmless. You know, believing in something like that, even if it's not that, which I don't always think is the case. So some other signs, actual signs, a billboard that you've never seen before, that is just like, bing, bang, boom. It's addressing something as far as, you know, maybe a saying or a place, you know. And obviously if it's something that you drive by every day, it is what it is. It's there. But it's like one of those new signs that shows up. What about something or formation in the sky, like a rainbow or a cloud that's a particular shape? I know it's just a cloud. I got it. It's good. But, I mean, is it so bad if it makes you hope? I don't think so. I mean, as long as you don't cross that line. So, I'm going to give you a couple of really major ones. with a little more detail in my life. Anyways, feathers. Feathers are a huge thing for a lot of people. The color. Different meanings. Now you can say, well, birds fly, feathers come off, they clean themselves, feathers come off. Cats eat them, feathers come off. I'm sorry, it's nature, it's true, it's gross, but yeah. But if you've got a feather that it's unexplainable. It just appears in the strangest place or literally right in front of you. Like at your doorstep. Or if you're out in the yard and just all of a sudden you're like, I need to look down, and you look down and there's a feather. Or it appears in a really weird place. Like, maybe in your pocket. Maybe between your doors. I don't know. I think there's a little more to that than just a random bird. Call me kooky. So, those of you who may have been following the blog or following my other things that I do, you know my dad passed. Well, it's within 2 weeks now. It's been a year. And I've always had weird things happen to me. I will call them weird because I like to call them weird because I like to think I'm weird and I think that's a compliment, so let's go with that. I always had things happen to me that I just couldn't explain. Seen things, heard things, known things. Feathers, I've had random feathers show up. Strange places, odd places. The last one was about a week ago. About a week ago, I guess, now. My dogs had been outside a couple times already in the day. Same door. Opened the door, the screen door. Thought there was something a little weird. Had a look. There's this itsy bitsy, the lightest little teeny tiny, just, I'm on a featherweight feather. I mean, that goes without saying. But you know with those light feathers that just blow, like they don't stay anywhere. Now, there had been wind. So, I mean, this feather, it's sitting on the decorative outside of the screen door. And it's sitting there in the middle, literally in the middle of the screen door. Just waving, just like, hey, hi. We'd had wind. The birds have never shown any interest in that spot in the, oh gosh, 20 years my parents have lived here. Of course, I moved in here a couple years ago for reasons, and we've discussed that, I think, a little, but we're not really, that's not the point of today, so, you know, it did end up that I was here to help caregive for my dad, and I was glad to have that time back, that time with him. It's time I wouldn't have had, so I'm glad things did work out the way they did. Anyways, this feather, middle of the door. Middle of the screen door. Lightest thing should have blown away. There was no reason for it to be there. It had not been there. But it was. I don't know. I find a lot of times when I do find feathers, it's pretty bang on. It's telling me something I needed to know. That happened to any of you? Feathers have been a fairly big thing for the last few years, and I think it's very appropriate with everything that I'd been going through. I'd found a few before then, and I always keep them. They're always significant. But I find sometimes things peak or ebb depending on the, you know, what's going on around you. So, this one is a while ago. Missing things. Have it happen all the time. Lay something down, it's not there. I always nicely ask for them to bring it back sooner rather than later. I explain why I need it, and usually it's back in the spot that I looked 20 times, and other people looked, and it's the oddest thing, but it's life for me. I had a ring my parents gave me. They gave it to me when I was, oh gosh, 8, 9. Silver, thin band, 4-prong, and it held a citrine, or a topaz, a yellow topaz. I really didn't like it. I hated that my birthstone looked like pee. I mean, everybody else had, like, rubies and sapphires, and mine looked like pee. It's just, it bugged me. I was a kid. So, I was a little bit older. And, I had worn it a couple times. I guess at this point I was about 11. We had moved. And the stone just disappears into my ring. The setting wasn't bent, I hadn't dropped it, I hadn't tried to pull it out, but it disappeared. Now, I'd had other things disappear. I'd had a earring disappear, and we vacuumed the cracks and everything that we could, like under everywhere, to try to see if we could pull it up. It never turned up, ever, even. Like, we moved out of that house because we were renting, and by the time we moved out, it had never turned up. Never. There's a story about my childhood, like one of my other childhood houses, and we'll talk about that one on another podcast because it's a little different. It's seeing things, and we'll get into maybe a whole thing about, you know, different things. So for now, let's go back to this, because otherwise I will babble and we will be here for 4 hours, which may not bother you, but yeah. So. This stone is gone. We've looked everywhere for it, and people are not happy with me because that was not an inexpensive purchase for them. You know, we weren't wealthy, and that was a big deal. A couple years later, about 14, I'm putting on a pair of boots I begged my father for. They were so expensive. Oh, they were so expensive. I had had them re-heeled at this point once. I wore them almost every day. I loved them. They were the ugliest things, but I loved them. They looked almost like a Victorian booty, but done on like a navy blue almost. I loved these things. They didn't match a damn thing, but I loved them. I wore them everywhere. I'm putting on my boot, and there's something in my boot. So I stick my hand in and I grab it. It's the stone that I had not seen for like 3 years in a pair of boots I wore almost every day. I can't explain it. Those boots had been re-heeled. I wore them almost every day. I polished them so they were upside, you know, like in different angles. There's no way that stone was in there the whole time. But it was. Par for the course with me. But, you know, these things happen to me. That was one of the big noticeable ones as far as that. Like I said, obviously there have been things that have been put down and disappeared and, you know, it is the equivalent. I mean, I really don't think there's a better way to sum it than, you know, company, unexpected company. It's someone you really love and you really would love to see, but they're showing up at your door knocking and you didn't expect them and your house isn't clean, or there's some sort of, and you're just like, oh, it's that shock, you know, you're just in shock that they're there. It's not that you don't want them there, but that's the way I kind of always equivalent these experiences. You know, it's not that I don't want them. It's just, you're never expecting them. It's always the strangest thing. So, I'm going to give you the big one, and then we're going to go for today. You know the song, 99 Red Balloons? Well, if you're watching on the YouTubes right now, here's one blue balloon. Now, you know the end of the song of 99 Red Balloons. It's I Think of You and Let It Go. This balloon, another in and out with the dog. I mean, if it weren't for the dog, sometimes in the run of a day with the amount of things I'm doing, they take me out in nature and I see things. I see things I wouldn't normally see. I probably would have noticed it at some point. But the dogs have been out the night before multiple times. Dogs have been out that day. Twice at this point. This is 1 o'clock in the afternoon. This balloon is there. Yeah, it's a little wind. So yes, it could have blown there. But it bypassed a bunch of trees that it should have gotten caught in. Because the street I'm on, it's a hill. So if it blew downhill, it should have caught on some of my neighbor's trees. It should have caught on some of the bigger trees before where it is. And then there's a big tree that it's right beside it. Like, it went by a shed to get there. And my other neighbor has an orchard. Like, and there's big fences. Like, there's no reason it should have ended up here. But here it is, bobbing around at 1 in the afternoon. We had had a 40-centimeter snowfall the day before. Yes, the day before. Oh, sorry, 2 days before. The day before this, it had been slightly mild. So those of you who live where snow is, you know that there's a way to tell when the snow has melted on footprints. A new footprint is very crisp in the outline, and a footprint where it's had a little bit of time to melt gets softer. Think of like butter when you cut it, and it's very, you know, if you cut it, it's very sharp, and as it's, you know, the stick, if it sits out, it softens, the edge is round. That's kind of the way it is with snow. So this catches my eye, and I'm like, what the? So, you know, okay, obviously, let's look for the logical explanation. Someone has tied this on, it's someone's birthday. So I bring the dogs in, I go back out, I look. There are footprints in my neighbor's yard behind us, but they are nowhere near this balloon. Nowhere near. And they are obviously softer. So they've had that day to melt. And this balloon wasn't here the day before. So the balloon is there. The footprints are nowhere near. And the footprints that are in their yard are from the day before when this balloon was not there. Okay, sure. It's just wild. So, you know, I looked at this balloon and I'm like, this cannot be real. I go back out. I'm looking again, just trying to make sure. There's a close-up. There's not a footprint near it. Not one. Not one. I'll take the little feather graphic off there. This balloon has attached itself. Just there, bobbing around, having a great time. Now, I've done some reading on different colors of balloons, what I could find. And, it was pretty on point. That's the thing I always say, you know. Like, I've had numbers since my dad passed. One set of numbers that has been incredibly significant to me. It shows up every day. Every day. Multiple times. Every day. I don't know. I can't explain it. You can say, well, you're looking for it. It's expected. Okay, maybe yes, you get into a rhythm with your body and you naturally look at a clock at a certain time of the day. Totally, I cannot explain that. It's showing up in receipts. It's showing up in games. It's showing up as timestamps. It's showing up in the weirdest frigging way. Not that this balloon isn't strange. And you just, you know, there's always the people who are going to say, well, and as I'm looking at this, it's 1:11 in the afternoon now. Like, I just randomly looked at my clock. It's 1:11 in the afternoon. That's not the numbers, by the way, but that is another bunch of them that I do see on a regular basis. And I usually see it as like a boom, 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 boom. That's how I always kind of say to myself, okay, maybe that's something to it, because it's not just, oh, I looked at the clock. I look at the clock every day at this time, so it just happens. But usually there's like a couple, there's things to go with it. I can't explain it. I don't know. And I'm going to say yes. Let's go for the logical answer. I get you guys. Maybe some of you just don't believe. And I appreciate that you're here, even if you don't, because that's kind of cool. But I want to ask the question. Even if this is just a random balloon that floated in, or you look at the clock every day at a certain time, or, I mean, I don't know with songs. I mean, songs are so random. Like, it's top 40 radio, like, everywhere. You know, like, to hear a song, you know, if you look at, and yeah, there's always popular, like, songs of every time period, so you'll hear those over and over again. But to have them come at a moment when you've been thinking about someone, or there's something going on, and they come to you as, like, a reassurance, or, you know, like, the person's favorite song, or, you know, things appearing and reappearing. Even if it is explainable, which I don't think all of it is there really any harm in someone getting comfort from that? Because they think they have an angel watching out for them, or a loved one who's letting them know they're okay, or a pet that's passed on, or just a sign that, hey, everything's going to be okay. Is there any harm in people taking comfort from that? I want to know what you think about that. Let me know. We've got lots of ways. And there's just a random sound behind me of someone walking. And my desk just shifted. Someone is definitely trying to say hello today. Which is probably, a very acceptable thing, because I haven't done this podcast in a while. And generally when you speak of things like this, it stirs them up, because they're like, hey, you're paying attention. You notice things like this. Cool. Hi, how you doing? I don't know if you've ever noticed that as well. You start watching a bunch of shows. Excuse me, sorry. Paranormal shows or things like that. Or maybe it's a favorite show of someone. And things start. They notice you noticing them. Just because they don't have a physical body doesn't mean they don't notice. Their energy. They're in so much better of a placement than we are. Trust me. Well, I mean, that's just my guess. I'm still physical. So, that's my guess from what I've experienced. I want to know what you think. I want to know if you've had any strange experiences. If you don't mind sharing. Of course, we've got the YouTube channel. We've got Instagram. We've got the blog over on WordPress. We've got the Facebook page, the Twitters. I'm sure there's something I'm forgetting. Podcast is available pretty much everywhere. But I mean, those are kind of the main parts if you want to chime in, say hello. I want to know what you guys think. I want to know if you guys have experienced anything like this. And I want to know what you think about that blue balloon. Yeah. I'm curious. Maybe that's how I see these things. Because I still haven't lost that kind of childlike amazement at the world and, you know, how everything is on this great big rock spinning in the middle of nothing. And here we are with all these amazing things around us. Animals and plants and technology and how we take it for granted. And how our amazement at the world and our disbelief at the potential of the fantastical diminishes. On that note, I'm going to think about you. I'm going to let you go. Boo. We'll be back in a few.